Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful evening about healing. And if you wish to call in and ask questions about the Creation Lightship, you can do so, too. So let's do a light beam activation. So if you're new to the program here, just go to Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar. You're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And this light beam was drawn by a person who actually saw the light beam when we do our conference calls on the lightship, and she drew it real-time for us. So we're going to put the energy of this divine being into this photograph here from the lightship. And the lightship is what Jesus used where he came from 2,000 years ago for the ascension teachings and healings for humanity on this planet. And so it's here again. It got activated in 2005. The lightship came. Before that time, there was no energy of Jesus here on this planet from the light. There was the light of the darkness, Jesus, but there is not the true light from him being here. So he's here now. And let's bring in the energy of the light beam. And remember, all the light beams typically have, you know, pretty much the same energy, but they may feel a little different to you. But on the light ship, they're all the same status. There's no such thing as a spiritual hierarchy in the light, but there is spiritual hierarchy in the light of the darkness. So this is the difference here. And when you're in the true light, then you're out of time. And when you're in the light of the darkness, then you're in the mind control energies of the aliens, the ETs that are controlling people. And this is the God energies. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we're going to energize it. We'll bring in the non-gender light beams this time here through this particular photograph. So just scroll down, and here we go. And you can actually watch the picture physically change as this energy comes in to your monitor. And you can actually feel your body change, too, as you're connected with the spiritual energy of the light in the present moment. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you may feel the love energy coming through. Remember, if you're in your head trying to analyze this here, you're never going to find it, because that's the mental energy of the light of the darkness. Remember, spirit energy, source energy does not judge, and that's the difference. So when you're in your heart, you're going to feel this beautiful warmth energy. So what I'll do for everybody now is drop you down into your heart center. This you should be doing daily, and the exercise is very, very simple. We just count from 10 down to 1. Just think of an elevator dropping down to go into your heart center. So we're going to take your awakening thoughts that you have. This is what you think with in your head. Remember, the darkness gave you the energy inside of your head to think with in time. But when you're in your heart, it's the same principles, because the dark side stole those principles from the light. So when you're in your heart, you can still think. You can still feel the energy. So here we go. We're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. Here we go. So, and this you can just memorize and do it yourself. I'd recommend doing it probably 4 or 5 times a day, so that you're able to become heart-centered, and then you're able to connect with your spirit. Your spirit never goes to your head, doesn't channel through you or anything else. It's only a heart energy. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll just put some music on for everybody. And you can just stay in that area in your heart center for a minute or two here. And just enjoy the connection between you and your own personal spirit. This is your divinity. It's never outside of yourself. So stay connected there. and just feel that wonderful peace energy as it radiates through you. This program, all these archives that we've had on this BBS program, and all these shows, we have hundreds and hundreds of archives. The whole process here is to get you more heart-centered and so that your spirit is able to come into your body. Remember, if you're in your head, then you're not going to be heart-centered. And when you're in your head, you're going to get guidance from entities, from beings that you may call upon. Maybe you might ask to have, let's just say, Archangel Michael come into you. So any entity out there that chooses to be Archangel Michael or Jesus or one of the saints will just come to you because it's mind energy. This is the light of the darkness. This is where humanity has been tricked so often through this process. And it's going on continuously, you know, as we speak now, as people do these type of things, unfortunately. So what you want to do is become heart-centered and to connect with your own guidance. Like I said, your guidance is never outside of yourself. And our programs that we have here, for the first-time listener, it gets to be a little confusing because they're not used to becoming heart-centered, and they're used to using their mind a lot. So what I'd say is after you hear the information on this program, listen to a few of the archives. Most people, it takes them at least a half a dozen to 10 of them to finally get what we're talking about. Because naturally the mind implants go off, the alien implants that are put inside of you through your DNA go off, and unfortunately when that happens you tend to get turned off and you don't know what's happening, so you go back into mind energy. Remember, the dark side does not want you to understand true divinity, which is your heart talking to you. So this is why there's so much misbelief out there and so many books talking about energies like this here, along with everything that people are using now, and religion has brought that forth in the New Age religions, where you have your thoughts control your reality, and that your reality is of the mind. And so one of those is a religion of science of mind. Not that I'm picking on it, but what happened to science of heart, okay? So that's the religion by Ernest Holmes. It's one of the New Age thought movements here. And on the surface, it all sounds good, but they always switch through all these New Age religions. They will switch over from the consciousness of heart, and then they talk about the mind. and that the mind of God is in the heart, and the heart of God's in the mind, which is not the case, because when you're in the moment, then you don't have any of that information, because naturally the dark side wants you to stay in your head, and they will bring forth emotional energies in your head telling you that it's love energy. And love energy does not work in mind inside of your head. It's only in your heart. And this program is dedicated to bring you forward into your heart center and connecting to your own spirit. And so if you believe in the teachings of Jesus, his basic truth was the kingdom is within, which is your spirit. So you're always connected to your spirit, but it's up to you to knock to find it. Your spirit's not going to hit you over the head. Your spirit will never channel to anybody else. The divine energies from source will never do any type of channeling. So that's all the mind of the darkness. This is the consciousness of the dark side energies that replicate light, which is what people normally think about and bring forth in the different channelings. And it may look perfectly fine to you. It may sound wonderful, but remember, a lot of times the darkness will actually use a practitioner who has really, really good intentions, a very loving person, but they'll use that person to connect other people to the spider web of darkness as they do their channeling. So you want to be very careful on information. Churches do this all the time. Remember, you go to church, what are you praying to? An alien God outside of yourself. And so that's done every Sunday and probably every Saturday when people do prayers outside of yourself. And like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And then that just connects you even further to the darkness energy, which is the mind consciousness. So hopefully that should shed some information to you. So here we go. I'll see if our co-host is on. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone, and we have quite a few people with us on the fast chat, and that's a great way to communicate with us throughout the hour. You can type in a question for Ron or a comment or a healing request, and also you're welcome to call in, and I'll give everyone the number if you want to jot this down. It's area code 415-762-1161, 415-762-1161. And Ron, we have Karen on the fast chat who says that this particular mind-to-heart drop feels especially good tonight. So maybe we could just do another little extension of that, because it did feel really amazing, and give people an opportunity to experience what you're just talking about their divinity within them being found through their heart center and not in their mind.
We'll do it again for everybody. So if you're brand new, we're going to bring you into your heart center with your spirit. This is where your spirit resides. It doesn't reside inside of your head. It does not talk to you in your head. Okay? It will talk to you through your heart. And this is the divine consciousness which you want to connect with. Okay? So remember, there's universal mind. There's collective consciousness. This is all normally Akashic records. All this is stuff that is brought forth by the darkness to trap you into the illusion here of divine energies. And you have to go to your heart. This is the teachings of Jesus. So once you understand that, then you start realizing that all that you were taught in this lifetime by the establishment, the churches, we'll say, then you realize that you've been lied to. And for some people, it's very hard to have them unwind that truth, because reinforcement of that is ingrained in your DNA through thousands of lifetimes. And so once you finally get it and you want to leave here, then you start to realize that, yeah, there must be something else, because I'm still stuck here on this planet, okay? And so once you understand that, then you're going to have a much more deeper depth of your own spirit connection. This is all this program is about, is connecting with your spirit. Not to give you a lot of information, we do that if you wish to ask, but we always use heart energy as the underlying foundation of this program. So here we go. We're going to drop you into your heart again. So think of the elevator. This you can do yourself. I recommend it. And we have to command the energy. So the reason why I count from 10 backwards to 1 is to command the energy. Remember, your thoughts cannot command it. You want to just do it out loud, because your thoughts do not want to, inside of your head, where it's the light of the darkness, it doesn't want to surrender to the light. So you have to command it. And your spirit's helping you in this process. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think I just heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line? Hello, is anyone there? Do we have a caller? Well, I heard a beep. Maybe they're having trouble speaking up. Anyone there?
Hey, we'll just, I guess, continue on. Maybe they can call in. Maybe they got cut off or something.
It sounds like they're trying to talk, but maybe we can't hear them for some reason. Caller, if you can hear us, please just hang up and call back in, if you will.
I'm going to turn the volume up on BBS's end here.
Okay, well, in the meantime, how about a few questions from the fast chat, Ron?
Sounds wonderful.
All righty. So we have guest on the line, and the question is, so what is your view of consciousness?
Well, there's two types of consciousness. The first one is the light of the darkness. This is what the whole planet is filled with. The light of the darkness is what you have in all the churches, all the religions. This is the mind controlling energies from your planets. Remember, you have a natal chart that's controlling you. And thousands and thousands of planets that are connected to your body energetically. You have your spirit controlled also energetically by these energies through parallel lifetimes. So there's a lot of things out there in consciousness of the light of the darkness that's controlling you. And the true consciousness, I'll keep going with that here. So the light of the darkness is what most people tune into to bring forth ideas, inventions, et cetera, like that, if they're not in their heart, okay? And so this is what the dark side wants you to create here. So I'll just give you an example. Not that I'm picking on anybody, but you know, the first car that was created, we'll say, that was using petroleum, okay? That was a invention, we'll say, from the aliens, okay? ET intervention through the mind of the darkness coming into somebody's head. And so they figured out how to use petroleum to make a car run. Well, why didn't the aliens give us something besides fossil fuel, okay? You know, water's free. Why didn't they do that? So why didn't they at the same time where we could have had that, okay? So that's something that for you to ponder, okay? And then, you know, they also gave us the atomic bomb. Hello. We all know what that did to everybody. So a lot of these inventions may look good on the surface, but where is the spirituality in that, okay? Because they actually, you know, from the atomic bomb, you know, and bring that energy forward, caused a lot of harm on this planet. And so there's other ways of doing things. And where did all the wars come from? Basically, that's from religions. That's from the aliens, too. So that's one type of consciousness that people tune into when you're inside of your head. Now, when you're in your head, what are you dealing with? It's the battle of the minds, okay? So when you have battle of the minds, then you have a problem with one mind trying to take over the other, or trying to take over territory, or to gain more territory, more land, more money, all this stuff. So this is the light of the darkness coming forth. And the bottom line, the common denominator for everybody is misery. Okay? Now, the other consciousness is the consciousness of your spirit. And this is the energy that connected to the source energy that created you. And it's very similar to the light of the darkness energy, because the light of the darkness cloned itself after the true light. So that's how it deceives everybody. This is why people have been stuck here for thousands and thousands of lifetimes, and or thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And that's because you've been fooled. So when you connect to your heart center and get into the consciousness of your spirit, then everything is completely different. Then you're out of time. So the main thing is that you're in the darkness. When you're out of time, you're in the consciousness of your spirit. And the spirit energy will never harm anything, never hurt anything. And this is where we want to be. So I hope I answered that question. So if you're not in your heart, then you're being controlled by aliens and whatever else you choose to tap into, because that's where they live. That's where they project their energies to you. It could be through the planets. It could be through alien spaceships out there. It could be through mind-controlling implants, DNA-controlling implants. It could be through parallel lifetimes where you're taken to daily. So there's many, many things there that happen. So back to you, Sylvia. I hope I answered that question okay. You want to stay in your heart to separate yourself from that, and then you're in spirit energy, your own spirit. No other spirit other than yourself. This is where you want to be. So when you try to bring something into your head, thinking that something outside of yourself is more powerful than you are, then you're deceiving yourself, and the darkness wants you to do that. And then you're in the light of the darkness, and that's the cloned energy of light that the darkness is giving you and, you know, baffling you and bringing you down the road of misery and fear and everything else. So you don't want to go there. And this whole planet is that way. Everybody works in the mind energy, the Akashic Records, universal mind, collective consciousness. This is all the same stuff. And this is where you don't want to be. You want to be in your heart center. Everybody tells you that. But you have to experience it for yourself. This is why we dropped you down from 10 to 1. And this you want to do yourself daily. Otherwise, you're not going to get there. And if you think a thought and it's inside of your head, then you're still in the light of the darkness. Okay? When you think a thought and it comes out of your chest area, you will know the difference. It's very interesting for the first timer to do this. And you don't have to meditate. Just do this exercise instantly, and you're there. Most meditations that people do, that I find anyway, when I go out and talk to people, it takes them quite a while to finally get their mind centered or peaceful. And they may not even be in their heart center. They may be off in some other parallel universe, maybe having a martini or something, you know, and they're enjoying themselves because they escaped their body's reality here. And so that's not, you know, that peace that you might be having is not connecting to your spirit. So you have to do it consciously. It only takes you 5 or 10 seconds to do, and you're there. And this is where you want to be daily. If everybody on this planet was heart-centered, like I said, your spirit wouldn't have any problem or harm to anybody else, and this whole world would turn around on a dime instantly. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I think we're all ready for that instant change. That would be really wonderful to experience life here in heart energy. Let's see, I'm just looking at the fast chat requests, and we have a request for an entity removal.
Okay, so entities are emotional bodies. We can call them ghosts that are floating around because the physical body died and this energy from the emotional body is looking for a host. So, are you a host to these things? Yes, you are. Why are you a host to them? Good question. It's because you're not in your body 100% to protect yourself, okay? So if you're only 20% in your body, then more than likely you probably have 80% of your consciousness, the light of the darkness, the entities, okay, working through you, talking through you, thinking through you, because they want to have their life experience through you because you have a living organism, a physical body here, and they're using you. And they're using you because you're not fully in your body. So I hope I'm getting clear. I'm trying to talk very simplistic here for everybody. So if you're not home, who is? And who is controlling you. And unfortunately, that's the way it works. So here we go. We'll take out entities working from the bottom of your feet. I'll count to 10 to command the energy. Remember, all healings are a command, so I have to command the energy. And your spirit's going to help release these out of you. How many can it get? I don't know. Maybe it'll only get 2,000 of them. You could have millions, okay? But it'll be a help. So here we go. So just one or two, forget it. There's more than that in you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's out of your feet. Now we'll do up to your knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So kind of take a note right now. Take 15 seconds to check your body out. Okay, now we're going to work up from your knees to your waist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, when the entities get released from you, your spirit can take up more territory and come into those areas, okay? So kind of think of your body like a puzzle. How many puzzle pieces are not you? So once they get released and there's a void, then your spirit can come into those areas that's already been inhabited. So once we get them out, then you can come in and take more territory up. And then you have more light. And then typically what happens is your body may have chills go through it. You may feel tingles, might feel warm. And that's an indication as a body energy that your spirit is now connecting to you and through you. So here we go. Moving up now, we'll do your whole abdominal area now up to the top of your shoulders. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll work up to our shoulders. So working up there, down our arms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's work on our neck and go to our head. Again, to command the energy, I'm counting to 10 to release these energies, these entities out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, take a body scan here. Ask your body how it's doing. Ask your spirit. Remember, those are the only two things that you have that you can really talk with. Remember, you have your spirit and your body. The mind is the darkness. You don't want to use the darkness to talk to inside of your head. It will tell you whatever it chooses to, and it will tell you whatever it wants you to know. And a lot of times that's a lot of deception. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Before I take up the next question, I just want to mention to all those that are listening, especially newcomers, if you'd like to experience actually going to the Creation Lightship for a healing session tomorrow night on BBS Radio, Station 1 at 9 p.m. Pacific, you can join us, and Ron will bring everyone up to the Creation Lightship. And the Lightship is where the masters reside, the light beings, many different healing modalities, and it's just amazing to experience the real, pure, divine healing energy. And that'll give you a very good kind of way to understand more about what Ron is talking about tonight, about the difference between the true light energy and light energy that's just part of the matrix that we're in here. So I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful experience. And we'll carry on with some of the healing requests here. The next request that we had, I saw from Marianne, is a loneliness and depression clearing.
Okay, so here we go. We'll go back 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So let's try that one over again here. There's some energies that are like the last couple days that are pretty rough here. And then I'll talk about that, what's going on with the people on the planet here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So hopefully that's helped you. What's been going on that I have found recently, the last maybe first part of the week here, is that a lot of people are under a lot of emotional stress. And sometimes people will call other people and want you to listen to their stories of what's going on in their lives, and they dump all this negative energy onto you, unfortunately. And so when that happens to you, you start taking on their stuff, and it brings your energy down. And that's been going on. I had a lot of phone calls from people about this here, and not knowing what's happening and why people, you know, are doing this to them. Well, behind the scene, what's happening is that the Earth Spirit, remember, the Earth Spirit is battling aliens, the Galactic Federation forces, to get it off of its planet. And so what's happening is that these aliens that are controlling the Earth Spirit and also controlling you through the mind of the darkness, the thoughts inside of your head, so that you're not heart-centered any longer. There was like a large spider web attached to the Earth Spirit. Remember, the Earth Spirit started to go into a survival mode before it was actually basically killed. And what happened was the energy back in October, I think October 4th is when the Earth Spirit started actually fighting for its life, because it was down so low on its percentage of spirit energy. I think it was like maybe 3% or something. And that's really too low to actually sustain life. So it had to start to fight back, because the aliens were holding it captive, trying to take over this planet. Remember, the Earth Spirit has to go through the ascension. So from then to now, it's a little bit higher. I don't know. I know it's not at 10%, so I'll just say it's between 6% and 10% right now. But the light ship working with that also uncovered some energies, and I'll kind of talk about this here. Remember, the darkness has a consciousness, and that consciousness that it has, it is a life form. Remember, the light never created the darkness, but the darkness does have a consciousness, and this consciousness can be detected because it does have an energetic signature. Well, what was wrapped around the Earth Spirit was like this entanglement, like of like steel cables in a sense, that had no consciousness to it. So it was like wrapped around it, suffocating the Earth Spirit. And there are some people out there that are highly connected to the Earth Spirit who maybe became awakened in this lifetime to help the Earth Spirit bring forth some of its energy back to itself. And so if you felt this energy, more than likely it was because of that, because you are being untangled yourself, you know, with help of the light ship and also help of other energies out there. And the other energies, what happened was the Earth Spirit, for what I perceived, had three other, from the creation light ship, three other planet spirits come to it for its aid. Now, these planet spirits, being of love energy, cannot put forth a judgment on what the Earth Spirit is going through. But these other three planets, remember, these are large spirits. They're as big as the Earth planet, okay? So you have to realize that your spirit is as big as your body. does it inhabit your body? The Earth spirit inhabits the whole planet, so that's a very large force. But when it's only, like, say, 5-6% empowered, there's not much of it that it, you know, that can actually bring forth light. This is why the light ship brought in space holders here in October 4th of last year to allow the Earth spirit to come out and actually fight these aliens that are being, you know, perpetrated upon itself. Remember, the Earth spirit has to bring itself out of the Earth blueprint for ascension because it has to give up the blueprint. And so what's happening is a lot of people may have felt the same energy in their life the last week as they were also being cleared. And naturally, because of being cleared, the darkness is not like that. And so you may have had some upsets in your life because of this process. And people who are very upset are probably trying to bring you back into the darkness, remember, through mind energy. Remember, the dark side uses people. And so as they connect with one of your friends to give you a phone call to tell you how bad their life is going, then that brings you into the darkness energy. And when that happens, then you get out of your heart, into the mind, and then the mind energy takes you over, and then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride that you don't really want to be on. So the darkness does interfere with you through other people. So what's happening now is that the Earth spirit is unwinding itself with help of these other three very large planetary spirits that are the same size, if not larger than the Earth spirit, or larger than the Earth, and they can help it and use the energy from these energies to bring into itself, to bring more light in, to help battle and disconnect these energies. Now, this energy that was wrapped around the Earth spirit is not a conscious energy. It's a dead energy. And so remember, if it had a consciousness, that could be destroyed. But when it's a dead energy, a lifeless energy, then it's very hard to deal with. So this is what's happening now as we speak. So you may find yourself with friends communicating with you about their negative experiences as you're more into the light, and they want to bring you back into the darkness. So this is what the dark side does. So I hope that maybe clarified this for some people. This has been going on this week. And so the date that I will say this has been going on is basically the end of January here to the first week in February, in case you're listening to an archive. So you can use this information looking back into the past. Remember, the light has no future. The light does not create the future. It's done moment by moment by moment. Only the darkness has the future in store for you. That's your natal chart. That's what you live your life by typically when you're in the mind. You have a future in the darkness because the darkness has a pre-planned script for you. This is why you want to get rid of your alien death barcodes off of you. So back to you, Sylvia. Hopefully that helped a lot of people understand what may have happened this week and why you really don't want to listen to people dumping on you or trying to bring in their emotional trauma energy. To just tell them that, hey, you're hurting my body. Please don't do this to me. Just tell me the facts. I don't want to hear the story. And then maybe you can help them get out of it somehow. But the dark side will attack you through your friends. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's very interesting how people get stuck in their story of the energy that's the past energy and then project that into the future with their fear of it being like the past. So maybe you could talk just briefly about the emotional clearing and how it clears out all of that old energy that people are stuck in that comprises their story that they keep recycling.
Yeah, so what we have on the website, remember the website has many active online healings. You can go to them 24/7, and they work once you go on the website. So to help yourself out the most, if you haven't had this yet, what you want to do is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. So it goes from your current age, the present moment when you start, going back to your conception. And the cost is only $5 times your age. So it's a nice sliding scale. If you happen to be over 60, then, you know, say that you're 90 years of age listening to this program, but then you got 30 years free. So all you do is pay for the age of 60, and all those years above that are free to you. And remember, every moment of your life, every minute, every hour, you're probably going through some type of emotional trauma. And so this gets stored into your body. So the emotional clearing gets rid of your baggage, and it gets rid of probably about 95% of what you've been dealing with. And this is in traumas. It could be anything, divorces, bad relationships, car accidents, you know, you name it. This is all emotional stuff. Remember, you're bringing forth the energy from your ancestors, and what needs to be healed that's going to kill you in this lifetime is what's coming up in your life right now. And so this is how you have to look at it. It's not that it's necessarily that bad for you, but you have to be able to deal with it. Because your body wants to live. Your body wants to survive. And your mind wants to kill you. And so the emotional energies was put in place by mind, and your body's trying to get rid of them. Remember, you have three words. You have body, mind, and spirit. So you have body, which is source energy, and mind, which is the darkness, and spirit, which is source energy. And so those two, the first and the last energy, is together helping to get rid of the mind, because the mind is going to kill you. So here we go. Let's do a sample of the emotional clearing. And this is a must for everybody listening. So 5 days ago cleared, and these samples are just like a Band-Aid. They don't go deep enough to help you out, but it will give you some relief. 4 days ago cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do a mental clearing here. Same process. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. This is why I just have to do this by counting the days very, very quick and fast. The light ship, the light beings are working with you. This is source energy working with you to heal you. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, earlier in the program you were talking about the process of meditation and how sometimes when people do that they go out of their body and then they can easily end up going to a parallel universe. And as you were talking about the parallel lives, we had a request on the fast chat for a sample of a parallel life clearing.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, where are you, you know? You know, there are probably thousands and thousands of planets that the aliens have. Most people think there's only like one or two bad aliens out there or alien races. The Greys have probably had the most recognition as far as things, because that's kind of known about the government talking to the Greys, you know, and allowing them to abduct people. But basically, you know, all the races are doing this to us here, so... And they're probably fighting over us along with connecting to us at the same time. So I'm sure that they're having their own sparring matches over there, because, you know, one race wants you more than the other. So they have their own problems that they're having. Remember, they're all in judgment. But they do want to control you, and they do want to take away your life force energy from your spirit. So what you have, what they don't, is your spirit energy. That's held sacred. And so these beings want to take that from you, along with your energy. So here we go. This will be a parallel life. Remember, any deja vu patterns that you have, when you sleep at night sometimes, you're off in parallel lifetimes. So they take you there. This is why you have to command your spirit not to go outside of your body. When you daydream, you're probably in a parallel life, okay? So you can always tell if somebody's not in their body, just clap your hands around them. You probably have all seen young children at school when something happens where maybe somebody drops a book or something, makes a loud noise, and maybe half of the kids jump up or their body shakes. Well, that's because they weren't in their body, and their spirit came in with a crash landing, which made the body jolt. So that's being startled. So when you're startled, that's only because you're out of your body. It's a good indication. And so where were you? Okay? So here we go. We'll take you out of four parallel lifetimes. Remember, you can be in thousands of these here and at the same time. So here we go. First lifetime. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second lifetime, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third lifetime, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And fourth lifetime, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, just see how you feel. Remember, they can take you out in the split of a second, and they can take you somewhere, and then it could be many hours or weeks or days, months, and you don't even know the difference because you're in their time-based reality here. 1 second here, like I said, could be a year in their time. What can they do with you for a whole year? This is why it's so important to stay in your body here. Remember, in the light, you only have one life in the present moment. One life right now. Not multiple lives. You're not a multidimensional being when you incarnate into a particular life form. Then you're there for the duration of that experience. So, you know, some people think that multidimensional lives means that you're having thousands of lifetimes at one time and you're having this great party out there. That's not the case. That's the dark side teachings, so that you're giving yourself permission, maybe through meditation or through whatever, to daydream, to do whatever, to have the release of your spirit here from your body, and then your physical body is at harm to the aliens. Remember, your spirit's here to protect your body and to also heal it. And the trade-off then is so that your spirit is able to work with the light energy to do creations. So if you're not home, then you don't have any healing and you're not doing creations from the light energy. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right, the next question we had on the fast chat was if you could discuss the difference between relationship clearing and the cording release.
Boy, cordings are from people that connect to you, and you can also cord people yourself. You should not do that, but whenever you think of somebody, you normally are cording them. And so if somebody thinks bad of you, then they're connecting negative cords to you, or they're just connecting a cord, I should say. And then through that cord, remember, it's like a garden hose, then they're impregnating you with their negative thoughts. And so when your negative thoughts get into your body, what's your body going to do with it? It's going to start to wilt, and it's getting poisoned. So that's cording. So we'll do a cording release here. So when I first do the energy that you have given to other people and bring your energy back to yourself, because you're giving them your life force energy. You may not know that, but you're giving them life force energy from you. So here we go. Energy being returned to you. Sixth chakra, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. So see how that feels? Just take a mental note right now for about 15 seconds. Check out your body. See if you have a little more energy coming to you. You should. And now we're going to have energies that people have corded and connected to you. This causes your body to have aches and pains in it as they start sucking away your life force. Just think of somebody corded your kidneys. What are you going to have, a kidney infection? You're going to start losing life force energy. If they corded your heart, wanting you to be in relationship, you may start having heart pains. Maybe you get a heart attack. So here we go. Sixth chakra. Released, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Okay, take another 15 seconds to examine yourself right now, and also it can be replaced anywhere on your body besides your chakra system, but the chakra system has a lot of the energy vortexes. So they could cord your left fingernail on your little finger. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All right, so we have a very good question going on the fast chat here, which is regarding you know, being able to actually go within and get guidance from your spirit. And the question is, you know, if you are in your heart center but having trouble connecting or talking to your spirit or getting your answers, what can you do, or how can you hear the answers from your spirit?
Okay, sometimes that happens. So what you might do then is tell your spirit how you would like your spirit to communicate with you, okay? So you may not be able to hear the voice inside of your heart, okay? You can ask to turn the volume up, but maybe that doesn't work for you. So you're sitting there and you go, man, I know I'm heart-centered, but I'm just not getting anything. Well, you could ask to have the information brought to you, maybe through channel surfing on the radio or the TV. You could see it in newsprint. So have your spirit show you through some other means of communication, okay, whatever that would be. Maybe you might overhear somebody talking, you know, as you're going to work. Maybe you're, you know, on a bus or something. Maybe somebody at work may give you the proper answer. Just tell them to emphasize that so that you're really tuned into what they're talking about. Remember, everybody has selective hearing. So you may only hear, maybe the person's talking about 20 words about something, and maybe you only hear three or four of those words. Well, maybe those three or four words are what you really need to know. And like I said, with selective hearing, you may want to hear the show over again. Maybe the implants that you're listening with are being set off, so maybe some of this information is being bypassed, and you're not actually hearing me correctly. This is why we have over 400 shows on BBS Radio, and you can listen to each and every one of them and get some information out of it. So this is very, very important to you. And this whole show is about being heart-centered, connecting to your own spirit.
Well, we are rapidly approaching the end of our time, so we may have time for one more question. But before then, can we just mention, Ron, about the Light Chamber and about your seminars and workshops in Los Angeles?
So in 1 week from today, I'll be in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, LAX Hilton, off of Century there. And that's by the airport. So we'll have the Light Infusion Chamber there. If you haven't been in it, it's a wonderful treat. It puts light back into your body. Remember, the aliens took away certain genetic programming that the light gave you initially so that you would not be as conscious as they are, okay, so they can control you. So this actually helps your body in healing your body. It brings in light codes, and we have many sessions you can go into the Lightship chamber with. And when you go into the chamber, you're actually on the light ship. So the light beams are working with you. This is a extension from the light ship down here physically. So it's quite interesting, quite a lot of fun. And a lot of people do the unlimited. They come there for the full 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it costs $100 for the unlimited usage. So normally you go into the chamber. Each session is about 5 or 6 minutes. That's about all most people can actually handle because the energy is very, very intense. And from there, you walk around for maybe an hour and go back in again. So this is what most people do. I would say if you go into the light chamber probably 10 times, you're going to be a changed person. The first time through it, it's like having a wonderful shower. It takes away a lot of your stuff, your crud in your auric field, and it heals the holes in your aura. So it's a must. So it's very, very nice. From there, I have two lectures, actually one lecture, one workshop, and that's on Saturday, so come and see me. And then this Sunday we have our 8-hour special conference call, and you can go onto the website and get on that if you wish. You want to talk about that, Sylvia?
Yes. Oh, man, it's just an amazing, amazing experience to actually be on the light ship for the whole day and to have specialty healings. And usually the time is kind of divided between clearings of these different energies that have been infiltrating our body and our energetic system, like the alien parasites, for example. and also just having wonderful, incredible healings on the light ship. And it's just a fantastic experience. And if you're busy or you don't have that amount of time that you can devote to it, you can go on an absentee basis and still have the healings, or you can listen on the call for part of it and then be absentee for part of it. The healings still work for you. So it's just an incredible way to accelerate your progress toward your ascension preparation and your healing. It's just really incredible, you know, the different types of modalities that they have on the light ship, you know, for actually, for example, infusing your blood and your whole circulatory system with golden amber light and high frequencies to help transform your blood and your organs and your heart to be able to resonate with those higher frequencies of light energy and to clear out the darkness that's gotten infiltrated. So it's just incredible. It's very easy to do. Most people just get on a speakerphone and just put it on, and then, you know, they can move about their house and take part in the healings. So it's fantastic to do. Just check with Ron or on his website for that. I think we're actually past our time now. We have one question on the fast chat. Do your healings work for all listening or just for one? Yeah, absolutely. They work for anyone who wants to participate in them. And anything else you'd like to say about that, Ron?
And the healings do work on the archives. So if you go to the archives and we have a healing that will work for you, if you listen to a bunch of archives, the healing will work for probably a couple of months. And then from there, the healing will not work for you. So the healings are just samples so you can understand what the light is, how it works. And then from there, it's up to you to have the healings for the whole lifetime clearings. This is what it's about, is to get yourself healed, not just to have a Band-Aid put on your situation now, but to have your whole lifetime healed. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago to help people through the ascension process. So they had to get rid of the DNA, which is what you call sins. So it's the same process. So hope to see you tomorrow night. 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock midnight back east, and they'll bring in the Star of Bethlehem energy. Tomorrow night is the Saturday Night Live on the light ship, so if you're interested in having light come into your body, we go to the light ship. So here comes the Star of Bethlehem. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in, and then I'll say blessings to all of you. So here it comes. Bring up the light beam, 1, or even the Star of Bethlehem, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, this will be active for the next half an hour, half past the hour. So have fun, enjoy everybody, and stay in your heart center and request your guidance there. Don't go inside of your head, the light of the darkness. So bye, everybody. Have a very wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone. Blessings.
Night.